Hello, Doyle Davison, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas. We're back after a 10-minute break to finish this hour, which is about 49 minutes long now, 48. We're going to be teaching from 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is a very amazing chapter. The Bible is an amazing book, you know, because it's got all of the truths in the world in it. All truth in the Bible. You say, oh, we got truth. No, you don't. It's not in the Word of God, it's not true. So you want me to leave, huh? Not going. God's Word is truth. Thank God. 2 Timothy chapter 4. KD's going to read verse 1, I suppose, huh?
All right. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Notice this is a charge before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ. What?
Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
He's going to judge the quick and the dead, right?
Right.
The quick's alive. Alive and the dead. At his what?
Appearing and his kingdom.
At his appearing. Next.
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Notice the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, is charging Timothy, an apostle, what to do. These words are applicable today in the church, in the body of Christ. Through my mouth, out of my heart, come these words by the Spirit, charging the preachers, charging the church to preach the word. Preach the word, reprove, rebuke, and what's the other?
Exhort.
Exhort, right. That's the charge. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Reprove, rebuke. Well, don't rebuke me. Oh, yes. If you will not handle rebuke, the verse, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, I think, says, when you're rebuked, don't faint and fall back. Take it like a man or a woman. God rebukes those that he loves. He chastens them. He corrects them. If you won't take it, you'll get cut out of the body of Christ. And the alternative to not receiving correction is the pit, hell. They're not the same. Next.
3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Listen to this. The time will come. Paul wrote this thousands of years ago. By the Spirit of God, the time will come, man will not endure sound doctrine. You know what's wrong with the United States of America? They rejected the gospel. They listened to false prophets. They listened to lies. They believed lies. And today, they're reaping what they have sown. The time will come when America, the world, will not receive, will endure, pardon me, sound doctrine. Next.
But after their own lusts.
Look at that. After their own lust. Not sound doctrine. But after their own lust, They'll do what?
They shall heap to themselves teachers.
Heap to themselves teachers. Various denominations have been formed because of the lust of the people that formed them and that attend them. Not sound doctrine. Next.
Having itching ears.
Oh yeah, the itching ears. That's an amazing thing, you know. I guess I can't say this specifically, but I'm going to say I believe that it's the lust that makes her ears itch. Lust, desire. I just said it, now I believe it. When I started to say it, I thought, I don't know about this one. Did you know God told me years ago, years back in the 70s, that he had called me and ordained me as a prophet to the world? Difficult to believe. And he said, I'm going to send you to all the places I send you, and I command you to speak all that I tell you to speak to them, or I'll break you to pieces before them. That's why I am bold. I don't want to be broken into pieces in front of everybody. So, I believe the Bible. I believe God. And I won't stop. No, I will not stop believing, because I know what would happen to me. And right now, I feel great. Ready for some more. Having itching ears. They heap up people, leaders, after their own lust. Not sound doctrine. Unsound. Shall I tell you something? It's a compliment for me to hear some theologian say that I do not teach or preach mainline doctrine. Thank God I don't. I could read fifth grade. The believing was what was difficult. It wasn't hard to read. It was difficult to believe. I had a Baptist mother. Y'all know Baptist, right? Some of you? A Baptist mother had a keen intellect, a clear one. She'd read the Bible and say, I see that. That's not for me. That's for someone else. I said, Mother, that's unbelief. Well, that's just not for me now. You know why? She didn't like to be loud like her son. She raised me. Be nice, soft-spoken, quiet. Be a gentleman. I am. God had to set me free from her Baptist bondage. You know what? I got to cast three devils out of her before she went to heaven. Oh, was that a day of rejoicing? She was 88 years old. Almost 89. And God sent me to the nursing home I was on my way to South Bend to do a crusade. God told me to stop in Springfield, Missouri, at the airport, get a car, drive down to Mount Vernon, where she was at. Pray for her. They told me she won't know you. She doesn't know anybody. I said, no, she'll know me. I turned the corner, she's sitting in a wheelchair. I said, well, there comes my boy. Well, she only had one. So she had to know me, right? Right. Well, I cast three devils out of her. You know what God said then? Don't go back to see her. No more. You'll see her in heaven. So I only went to her funeral and thank God went. I thought, she's not here. She is not here. Thank God, what am I doing here? Amen. Cast the Baptist doctrine out of her. That was fun. Next.
Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Turn away their ears from the truth. That is universal today. Throughout the entire world, where there's, 7 billion people estimated. They don't have any idea. Well, I guess they got some general idea.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Oh, and turned unto fables. Next.
5, but watch thou in all things. Endure in afflictions.
Watch to do what?
Watch thou in all things.
Oh, watch thou in all things, enduring afflictions. That I do, and you will. Next.
Do the work of an evangelist.
Do the work of an evangelist. That's what I'm doing right now. You know, this is on live stream throughout the world. Next.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
Full proof of my ministry. That's what I'm doing. Next.
For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand.
Paul was about ready to be offered, and his time, the time of his departure, was at hand. Next.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course.
He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. You see, I have no fears of my ministry being cut short. I will finish my course. And you know what I believe? My course is to meet Jesus in the air. Amen. That's what I believe. And I've been that way for a long time, 40 years or more. Next.
I have kept the faith.
I can say that myself. I've kept the faith. Next.
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
I can say that same thing. A crown of righteousness laid up for me. Next.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
The Lord, a righteous judge, will give it to me and all of you, wherever you're at, throughout the world, that are believing this gospel and walking after the heart of God, fully giving yourself to his purposes. He has laid up for you a crown. Next.
And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
I got ahead of you. Let's go.
9. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world.
That's what a lot of people have done that were with me. They love this present world, and they forsook me. No. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, and I'm not shedding any more tears. Next.
And is departed unto Thessalonica, Christians unto Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil.
Oh, listen to this one.
The Lord, go ahead, I'm sorry.
He did Paul much evil. How many of you would say, oh, I think I've done you evil? Listen to this.
Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works.
All of you people that are so sweet with your blogs, God will reward you according to your works. Next.
Of whom be thou ware also, for he has greatly withstood our words.
Who?
For whom be thou ware also.
Okay.
For he has greatly withstood our words.
Amen.
At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me.
I knew this one. I experienced this one. No man stood with me, not one. Oh, there's some people standing. But their heart was not with me. But God changed their hearts. And some have stayed with me and become fruit, thank God, in the kingdom of God. And I thank God that this gospel that I preach has brought forth fruit in people all over the world. Next.
I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Amen.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Is that the end of it?
No.
Oh.
Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Is that it?
Yes.
You know, the Apostle Paul was about to be offered. He wasn't scared. He was in total command, directing right up to whenever he was offered, telling people what God wanted him to say. What a great blessing. It's a great blessing to me to be able to preach this gospel worldwide, live stream, Roku. Thank God